Buongiorno a tutti e bentornati a episodio 3.
Sì, episodio 3. Ciao Martin, buongiorno. Come stai?
Un po' stanco oggi.
Un
E
po'
tu?
stanco. Anche io un po' stanco perché è lunedì per noi.
Sì.
Va bene, e siamo pronti. We are ready for some more numbers because last time we realized there is too many numbers for one class. We need at least two classes for all the numbers,
Yeah,
maybe more.
maybe. I wonder if anybody practiced and tried to count backwards.
Can you do it in Italian, Martin?
I
Have you
don't
ever
know.
tried?
I don't know. I'm going to try. So let's go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Fantastico.
I wanted to hold my fingers up in front of my face and look at my fingers while I was doing it, which I suppose there's nothing wrong with that.
Right. Well, obviously, that's not the easiest thing. And sometimes, I have students that try to improve their Italian, try to speak to me. I mean, people that are at a decent level. And sometimes they will either be able to focus on pronouncing things the right way or on using good grammar. So
Yeah.
if they focus on using correct grammar, their accent would be bad. And if they're not focusing on that, their accent would be better. So that's actually quite common, I think, when people try to speak a language that they're not 100% confident with.
Yeah, I guess so, and I guess that's why sometimes it almost becomes easier to speak in another language when you've had, let's say, a glass of wine or something, because you've not got that barrier, and you're just thinking freely, aren't you?
One glass of wine, though. If it's more than one, it becomes a bit more tricky. But one is better, usually, yes.
Well, I think possibly the more that you drink, the less you worry about making mistakes. Whether people understand what you're saying is a different thing entirely.
Is absolutely correct. I agree with that.
Excellent. Okay, so what are we doing today, Marco, then? Did we decide?
Well, Martin, we could look at two things, I would say, time and date. We're talking about numbers still, and I think these two topics require numbers. And usually people want to know what time it is if they ask or if their flight is departing, although usually the airport would say it in English as well. But I've been to airports where English is not really used when making announcements, so it might be useful.
That's a very good point there. So how would I ask what the time is?
How would you ask it, first of all? What was your idea about how to do this?
Well, my idea is I think to ask you would say che ora è, but I'm now
Okay.
questioning myself and wondering whether it should be che ore sono.
There are two ways you can ask, and we'll see why in a second. You can ask, che ora è? If you ask with the è, is it singular, then you need to say ora, or you can say, che ore, plural, sono. What time are they? In Italian, it's kind of the same idea, the same thing. And the answer, the reason for that is that the answer could be singular or plural. Because if it's 1 o'clock, you would say è luna. And if it's not 1 o'clock, any other time, you would say sono le due, for example. So both questions work. If our friends want to pick one, I would say che ore sono is slightly more common than che ora è, but it's really all the same.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense, that, and I'm going to stick with that. I'm going to stick with che ore sono. Okay, so then we
Yes.
just use the normal numbers then. That's all we do.
Absolutely. And remember that before time, except if it's noon or midnight, which are slightly different, we always have an article. So it's not è una, it's è luna, è l'apostrofi una. Sono le tre, sono le quattro. And time is feminine. So luna, feminine, le due, le tre, le quattro, all feminine.
Right, that's again a very good point, that the lay. I've not considered that, so that's good. Right, so at 12 o'clock then you would say sono le 12.
Molto bene, yes.
But
There is a different way to say that. Noon would be mezzogiorno, literally midday or half day, and midnight would be mezzanotte. In which case, you do not need the article. You could just say è mezzogiorno or è mezzanotte.
okay, yeah, because notte is feminine and giorno is masculine, which is why you've got mezzo for giorno and mezza for notte.
Exactly. I know this is a bit annoying that we also we have feminine and masculine for everything, but that's the
Do
way. Again, you know, it's
we
not
blame the
us.
Romans for that?
Absolutely, absolutely.
The one thing that we have to understand is obviously though is it's not always bang on the hour, is it? When somebody asks you what time it is, you can't lie to them and say it's 2 o'clock when actually it's 1:15. So we've got to understand the other things as well, haven't we?
That makes sense. We also have to keep in mind that Italians are a lot less precise than English people about time. So, for example, the o'clock is usually not translated. So you can be a little bit less precise. For example, I could say it's 9, even if it's 15 to 9.
That's
But if you
great.
want to
I really like
be
that.
more English, yeah, time is a more of a relative concept for us than it is for other cultures. But if you want to be more specific, there are ways to say that. How would you, for example, say 10 past 9, Martin? Do you have any idea about how to do that?
Well, I'm going to take a flyer and say that sono le 9:10.
Lovely. Yeah, that's it. That's it. It's actually very simple in Italian because we say the hour first and the minutes later, obviously. An E in between, just an end. It's 9 and 10. It's kind of
Okay.
weird in English, but it's simple. Sono le 9. E 10,
And would
nine,
much like with the when you're buying something with euros and centesimi, would you say sono le 9:10, or do you not really need to? Does nobody really do that?
So just to clarify, for example, if you say 9 e 10, that could be the answer to, €9.10, as well as 10 past 9. Basically, 9 e 10 could work for both. So I would say Italian is quite a lot simpler than English. You have a lot less to remember, to say the time as well as to say the price of something.
Okay, right, so that it's as easy as that then. We can just use for 10 past, 20 past. Would we also use, let's say if it was 9:40, would we say sono le 9:40?
Absolutely, yes. Although, as you do in English, when it's 20 minutes to a time or less, there's also another way you can do that in English, and the same works in Italian. You could definitely say sono le 9:40, it's 9:40 minutes, or you could say, okay, do you know the other way to do this?
Well, with my mathematical knowledge, I would say sono 10 meno 20.
Very nice. See, sono le 10 meno 20. Literally, that would mean it's 10 minus, because meno means minus, 20, implying minutes, obviously.
So it's pretty straightforward then, really, isn't it? It's just a for and meno or meno. I get the pronunciation correct. Meno for using to the hour then. And then on top of that, I'm guessing that we talked about mezzo, and you've also got quarter past and quarter to. So would you say e quarto and meno quarto?
Absolutely, yes. You could say e un quarto.
Ah.
Very important that un, because yes, because you could also say e tre quarti when it's 45 past. So le 9 e 3 quarti would be it's 9:45 minutes, 9 and 3 quarters. So e un quarto, e mezzo, e 3 quarti. The o'clock is usually not said in Italian. We just say sono le 10. There are ways to say o'clock, but we usually don't say that.
Okay, so because I was going to ask that, I've written that down. I seem to think that you could say sono le 10 in punto.
See, but that's more than just o'clock. Because I think, especially in British English, correct me if I'm mistaken, Martin, but that o'clock does not need to be super precise. Whereas if we say 10 in punto, you're really looking at the clock and you're saying it's 10, 0 minutes, and either 0 seconds or very few seconds. Like, you're being very, very precise,
Okay.
right? So, for example, if you're talking about the liftoff of a rocket ship, you might say it's going to depart at 10, alle 10 in punto, because they need to be very, very precise. But even for a plane, it's not that precise that you would need to say in punto.
All right, that makes a lot of sense. And I guess it's one of those things that you just need to practice quite a lot, isn't it? And it's hearing it, isn't it? I mean, so I'm going to be in an airport today, and I'm guessing that once I reach Napoli, that's what I'm going to be hearing. I'm going to be hearing the announcements in Italian, and it's recognizing these numbers quickly, isn't it?
Absolutely, and I think that a good tip here. In Italian, the hour is always coming before the minutes. The hour first, the short arm of the watch of the clock first. Sono le 4:10. It's 4 hours and 10 minutes. Sono le 7:40. 7 hours and 40 minutes.
Okay, that's good. I like that.
Oh, and let me add something. This is usually the way we do this. But there are some situations in which we will use military time. So you might hear sono le 15 as another way to say it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon. It is not super common. People will not say sono le 15 if you ask them, but it's more precise. So there is no question about whether you talk about morning or afternoon. We're not going to say AM and PM.
Okay, yeah, right. That's a very good point. I've not even considered the 24-hour clock. Right, well, we're happy with numbers and we're happy with telling the time. So now we know what time it is. What day is it?
Well, it's going to be very confusing for our listeners, but let's assume that today is January the 1st, which it's not, unless it is.
Well, first of all, we need to know January, which I know is Gennaio.
Good.
I think it's A. It would be E gennaio, E il primo di gennaio.
Lovely. That would work. Although there's a simpler way to say it, we do not need to say primo. Or first, cardinal number, whatever that's called, we could just say l'uno gennaio
Ah.
is the 1 January, or l'uno di gennaio is the 1 of January, which is much more commonly heard, and I would say easier because you know uno, you may not know primo.
Right, okay, that's a great tip, is that? And obviously it's uno because it's uno giorno, and so it's not una.
Exactly. So we said that times are feminine, but days are masculine.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you a question here then, because yes, I get that. I understand that the day is masculine, so that's why, and hours are feminine. However, minutes are masculine, but that doesn't affect anything.
I'd never thought about it. Now, I would say that has no effect, maybe on races, like if you like Formula One. Then there might be a lot of situations in which you will hear about minutes and even seconds and fractions of a second, which all are masculine. I minuti, i secondi, il decimo di secondo, for example, the tenth. But I would say in normal conversation, we do not even know that minutes are masculine because, as said, le nove e dieci. That dieci does not need to even have an article. I would say for normal conversation, you do not need to worry about that.
All right. Well, that's another cardinal number you've mentioned there with decimo. So far in this episode, we've had
Good.
primo, we've had quarto, and we've had decimo. So we may as well do the first 10, haven't we, while we're here?
We would have primo,
Primo.
secondo.
Secondo.
By the way, primo and secondo we also use for first plate and second plate. That's a very common way to also hear them used. I primi, for example, pasta or rice or whatever. I secondi, for example, the meats or the fish or the vegetables, if you're vegetarian or vegan. And then we continue with terzo,
Terzo,
quarto,
quarto,
quinto.
quinto,
Sesto,
sesto,
settimo,
settimo,
ottavo,
ottavo,
nono,
nono,
and decimo.
decimo. Okay, and all of these words can also be masculine or feminine, can't they? Depending on what the noun is.
Correct, Martin, because these are just normal adjectives. Basically, they behave as adjectives. So è la prima volta is the first time, and then we can also even have primi and prime. So we said gennaio. Why don't we finish the 12 months of the year, because these are usually quite important.
Okay then. So Gennaio is January, and
See?
then we've got Febbraio.
Febbraio.
Marzo,
Marzo,
aprile,
aprile,
maggio,
maggio,
giugno,
giugno, Giugno,
and then luglio.
luglio, molto bene. This GL sound in Italian, very tricky, always very annoying for English speakers, but luglio, you said right.
And then agosto.
Agosto, good.
And then it gets really quite simple then, because it follows the numbers, because obviously the 7th month of the year must be settembre, and the eighth month,
Settembre, which is
yeah,
the ninth.
and the 8th month must be ottobre,
Ottobre.
yeah, and then you've got novembre
Sì,
and
novembre. Dicembre.
dicembre.
Exactly.
Yeah, but it's an interesting one that obviously the months do come from numbers towards the end, but they're out of sequence, and that's because of, as I understand it, it's because of the Romans again.
Martin, when I told you that it's always the Romans, so I'm not really an expert in this, but what I think happened is that the Romans used to have 10 months in their calendar, and which basically started with March. So January and February, they didn't call them months. I think they existed as periods of times. I don't know really what they were doing, but basically the Romans were following a lunar calendar, not a solar calendar. So their year was about 300 days long, as opposed to 365 or 366, which created this issue that then, funny enough, we carried on basically within English and most other languages, really. Not, the Romans also created you the problem, not only us.
Yeah, but it's an interesting one because I heard the story a different way. I heard that January and February were the 1st and 2nd months of the year. And then all of a sudden, Julius Caesar decided one day to have a meeting, and he decided that he wanted 2 months to be named after him, and he wanted them right in the middle where the weather was better.
I didn't know this, but it makes so much sense.
Which is why we have months named after Julius, Lulio, and Caesar is Augusto, isn't it? Because it's Augustus Caesar. Yeah.
Right, definitely.
Now
I didn't know
I may
this.
have completely made that up. I don't know, but I'd be interested to know if we do have a listener out there. Perhaps they could send us a message and let us know what's actually real here.
Absolutely. So yes, these are the 12 months, and then the last thing that we didn't say, days of the week, which again are in Italian based out of Roman gods. So we finished with another Roman issue over there. Do you wanna give it a go, Martin?
So today is, depending on when you're listening to this, is lunedì,
Okay, lunedì.
and then you have martedì,
Martedì,
then mercoledì,
mercoledì, the accent always
mercoledì.
goes on the,
The
I guess.
accent is on the, yes, that's right, because the I has got an accent on it, of course, that makes
It
sense. Okay,
does.
so mercoledì, giovedì,
Giovedì, good.
venerdì,
Venerdì.
and then we stop having the D's, don't
We do,
we? Okay,
indeed.
because we have sabato
Sabato.
and then domenica.
Domenica, very good, yes. And as you correctly said, all days between Monday and Friday, so the working week, so to speak, we always end the days with the DI, which by the way is the old way to say giorno. It's not very used anymore, but let's say in older Italian, buondì would be the same as buongiorno. Now we don't say that, but it's understood.
Very good. All right. Well, I think we've learned quite a lot there and packed quite a lot into that episode. So perhaps we should let people go away and put their heads in the freezer to cool down a little bit.
Absolutely,
And
absolutely.
then maybe we can return to this kind of theme in the next episode, because one thing that I do want to get to, which combines both of these topics, is how you say years. And that's a whole different kind of thing, but needs a lot of maybe speaking about.
Well then, Martin, next time we can talk more about numbers, or maybe not. But yes, let's try to practice this because you won't gonna need your times and dates when you're in Sorrento.
Absolutely, I am, yes. And when I'm looking at the orologio now, it is sono le 8:12. Ok, Marco, grazie mille.
Grazie a te Martin e grazie a tutti. Thanks to everybody. Ci vediamo settimana prossima. See you all next week.
Sì, alla prossima. Ciao, arrivederci.
Ciao.